Hello, everyone. This is Sherry Boone with Jamie Tenzer on December 10th, 2019, with Real Coaching Sessions Unplugged. Thank you for taking advantage of this learning opportunity and conversation. Real Coaching Sessions Unplugged is a place for PCC and MCC coaches to showcase their coaching. They come from a variety of backgrounds and styles to share their unique skills and gifts with all of us. In this format at Real Coaching Sessions Unplugged, we're looking to engage in a learning opportunity with colleagues who are exhibiting a wide range of coaching styles. When Jamie and I mentor coaches, we focus on specific goals for our mentees based on their focus for coaching. Here, we do something a little bit different. We're engaging in a reflective conversation with the coach in an effort to give the coach and our listeners the chance to share their own learnings. We will not be reviewing the coaching as we would in a mentor setting. As you're listening to this session, the goal is not perfection, but the goal is to learn something. As coaches, we meet our clients where they are, and whatever happens, happens. And then we all get an opportunity to debrief and learn, thanks to our generous and open-hearted guest coaches. We thank you all for being a part of this forum for all of our professional development. Today, we're very honored to have as our guest coach, Gretchen Heido, MCC. You can find Gretchen's complete bio and see her contact info at realcoachingsessionsunplugged.com. So here's an outline of our call.
I'm recording something in the background, and all of a sudden, it's on my computer. It's like, I got to run over to my computer.
Somebody is talking.
My phone's by my computer, but I'm pacing.
Someone is talking.
Anyway, I want to record.
We can hear you. You're not muted. So here's an outline of our call today. Gretchen will coach her client for about 25 minutes. We will interview Gretchen then for about 10 minutes, and then we'll open the line for all of you to be able to ask questions. And at 5 minutes before the hour, we'll make a couple of announcements and close the call. So everyone, we invite you now to sit back and listen in to this coaching session. Gretchen and your client, thank you so much for joining us today. And when you're ready, Gretchen, please begin your coaching.
Thank you so much. So happy to be here. Okay, Prabha, are you ready?
I am, yes.
Thank you so much for joining me today on this call so that we can really demonstrate for other coaches some coaching. I appreciate it. Tell me for you, what would you like to work on today?
First, thank you for having me as well. What I would like to work on today is I am looking for ways to honor my grandparents and their legacy. They're still here, but kind of before they pass, and give them what they gave me growing up. I would like to explore that.
Tell me a little bit more.
Okay, so my grandparents were a huge part of my upbringing, especially at my sort of formative years. It was my first and lasting experience of unconditional love. They allowed me to be myself, the freedom to be myself, and they're one of the closest relationships I have. I have a deep love and connection with them. So I guess as I see them age, I know they're not going to be here forever, and I just want to give them what they gave me. I want them to feel heard and seen and understood. I want to capture their gifts and talents. Any dreams or desires that they had, and they've just spent so much of their life for other people that I don't think they had the opportunity to do any of that, and so it's something I would like to do with them and for them.
Yeah, you know, I really want to acknowledge this topic, and I can hear the love that you have for your grandparents. Say a little bit more about what's important to you about them feeling heard, seen, and understood?
The importance of that. I guess what they gave me was probably one of the greatest gifts of my life to be to experience that unconditional love. And I'm not even sure. It's not even if they've experienced it or not. But I would love to give them that. I would love to give them a feeling of that. You know, I guess I don't know if it's to pay them back or what, but I think I would feel real contentment in my heart if I was able to give them even a bit of what they gave me.
And that unconditional love. Mm-hmm. So we have about 20 or so minutes left to coach today, and I'm wondering, what would be the most important thing for you to take away from our time together?
I would love to find, I'd love to uncover a few options on what I can do. I want to be able to take action on what this means, the time I spend with them or the activities that we do, or that is what I would like to walk away with.
Okay, so some options, activities, ideas of what you can do for and with your grandparents.
Yes.
Okay, so where would you like to start?
I guess I would like to start by maybe recognizing what their unique talents are, or, you know, what is important to them, how I know that they feel loved, or, you know, from my own observation. I think that might help me connect to that, you know, what I can do with them or for them.
Okay. Yeah. So talk to me a little bit about, you know, their unique talents and also the way that you believe that they feel loved.
Okay. So with my grandma, She loves to cook, and that's how she shows her love as well, as she loves to feed you. She is very crafty, so she's just always doing something, whether it's in the garden or knitting or just finding something to, you know, make or do or fix. She has this very carefree spirit, and I'm not sure if that was ever allowed to be, she ever had the opportunity to live that way fully, you know? She's creative, she's silly and, like, jokes around, she loves sewing, and what she loves from us, like her grandkids and all that, it's just, she just loves for us to be there. And yeah, so I'm thinking of how, so those are a bit about her.
Okay.
And then my grandfather is, he loves knowledge. He loves having deep conversations. He really enjoys a good social time and celebration. He has this sort of nostalgic side, and loves, like, pictures and, like, and kind of memories. So he very much, and my grandparents are both very different, and that's where it's like, I think I need to do something separately for them and with them. So, yeah, I think those are kind of, it gives an idea of both of them.
Okay. You know, it's interesting. Knowing what I know about you, I can hear a little bit of your grandparents here and who you are as well.
Yeah, I know.
There's some of that. There's definitely some of that there. So
there
in this sense, you want to create, you know, a separate thing with each grandparent, who do you want to start with, grandma or grandpa?
Thanks for pointing that out, because I don't think I've paid attention to that, really, that that there is, you know, there are pieces of them in me, and I guess,
yeah.
So who would I want to focus on first? I think I want to focus on my grandfather first.
Okay, and I'll just ask you, you know, do we want to take a moment to reflect about those pieces before getting into the doing parts of this?
Okay, sure.
it's totally up to you, but I just heard you say that you had never really reflected on that. If that's helpful to you in any way, happy to go there.
Yeah, no, okay. I think that would be helpful because, it definitely ties into me honoring myself in a way, which I'm, you know, certain things I'm going through. But yeah, yes, it's very interesting to recognize that these two people that I absolutely adore and are so deep in my heart, that I have similarities with them. And I think that might help me uncover how I can honor them, you know? Yeah, so that's interesting.
I think you're on to something there.
Yes. Because as I think of, I'm just thinking of more about, like, for example, my grandfather and the things that are important to him are definitely things that are important to me. So I'm wondering, what I can bring in to, what I can bring in that we can both kind of, sorry, I'm floating away in my thoughts here.
No, tell me what's going on in those thoughts.
For my grandfather, I'm very nostalgic myself, and I love going down memory lane and kind of, remembering good times. And he loves, like, one of his most cherished gifts is an album I gave him, I made for him of my nephew, who he absolutely adores. And so those are the kind of, I'm just thinking, things we could maybe work on together. Like pictures and memories, and kind of, I know what's important to him also is leaving a sense of, like, a legacy behind. It's, I'm wondering what we could do with that. But I think his family is his legacy, I think, and what he did to, what he's done to actually to be in Canada and all that stuff is a great story. And maybe I could do, it's all coming up, maybe I could do his, like, a his life in pictures, but some parts of his life I won't have pictures of, but I could include pictures of where he was. Like historical pictures.
I know you're a feeler, so check in with yourself. Where do you feel it?
Yeah, that feels. I feel it in my gut and my heart. So that feels. That feels nice because I've thought about writing their story before, and I feel like he would really appreciate being seen and understood and heard. If he could actually see his story, you know, and I think that would be really beautiful for him, you know? Yeah. And something we could do together as well. Yeah.
Well, and it definitely goes back to that first part of what you said, that they heard you, they saw you, and they understood you.
They did. They did. So I like that idea. I like that as one idea for him, for sure.
Okay, what else?
What else? I want to, when given the opportunity, because he can get quite lost in his seriousness, he's a very, like, jolly person. And I would love for him to have more of those moments. I would love for him to have more, like, jolly, laughing moments. Like, when I picture my grandfather, and it's just, like, and my grandfather for me is when I was, like, you know, six. He was just full of life. He was so full of life, and I want to be able to help him connect to that part of himself, or have moments where we experience that together. So creating that magic, creating that magical space for him to feel that way, that experience.
How can that magical space be created?
For him, he likes to be, what creates that magical space for him? I mean, for him, he likes he loves food. He loves being around his loved ones, and there's certain people that really allow him to feel relaxed, and some more time in that company with good food. I think like just scheduling some time in with the people that he, you know, feels that way with, myself included. And he's happy being home. It's just, actually he's most comfortable being home, but giving him that space to have that at home and actually booking it in, and it gives him something to look forward to, I think, because right now it's just kind of, those moments don't happen often enough. So, I think that would be booking something in. I'd have to look at my schedule, but call it every 2 months or something. Mm-hmm. Every 8 weeks, where we have a social evening with my grandparents. And I want to spend time with the rest of my family as well, so it kind of ties into that, but really being able to give him that space would be really nice.
What would it mean to you to see him jolly again?
See, that just makes me choked up. It would mean a lot. It would mean that I'm able to it reminds me so much of that really important and happy time in my life where I felt so much love and acceptance from them. And it would mean that he gets to feel that, which is just, it's just my whole heart is, that means so much to me. It's like a real deep connection to happiness. It's like this true happiness feeling.
deep connection, true happiness feeling. Wow.
Yeah.
And yeah, you know, we only have about 5 more minutes, and I want to make sure that you're getting what you need from the session.
Yep.
Okay, we're still going in the right direction.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting what I need.
Yeah, no, I can hear it. Do you want to stay with Grandpa, or do you want to move into with Grandma now in the time that we have left?
I would love to touch on my grandma just because she is super important to me too. So I'd like to just at least have an idea for her.
Okay.
That would feel nice.
So in the spirit of that true happiness feeling that I could feel on my end as you were talking about it, how does that apply to Grandma?
Ah, true happiness with her, for her. I feel like if she could, for her, she loves, like, again, quality time and cooking. So if I went and asked for, like, a cooking lesson from her, as it's coming to mind, what that would mean for her, and I mean the greatest compliment to her is if I like her food, and she just needs to hear that, but if I actually want to learn from her that which she actually really loves, I think that would mean a lot to her. And I would love to see her be a bit more of her carefree sort of, she has this like goofy childlike side.
Mm-hmm.
I think she would do well with girl time. Like she loves when it's just us girls hanging out. And that's when she feels like she can really let that side of herself out. I could host at their place, because that's just always easier, a sleepover with my sisters and my my female cousins so that we could have a girls' night with her. That would be really fun. Okay, I like that idea.
Okay, I heard the affirmative there.
Yeah. She would love that, and it would touch on like so much of what she just. I mean, the amount of times it's like, "So are you going to stay tonight?" I've heard when I go over,
mm-hmm.
and just how happy she is if she wakes up and we're still there, or how she opens up when it says, "Girls." And she feels she can be her true kind of self. Yeah. Okay. Sorry, I'm writing things down as I talk to you.
No, but take all the time you need.
Oh, yeah, that's a really fun idea. I like that.
What do you like the most about it?
I like that, one, we have not done that, and it's so plausible for us, like it's so possible. We all live fairly close to each other, so it's not that, and we have this, like, it's the fact that it's possible and the fact that she would just love it so much. She would be lit up from, you know, that idea. It would be, like, that's all she's ever really looking for. Yeah. I love the idea of how happy she would be.
Mm-hmm. And happiness is the theme in this as well,
yes.
Kind of your pull-through is what I'm hearing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. You know, and I circled on this list when you were telling me about your grandmother and your grandfather, carefree under grandma and nostalgic for grandpa. And I wonder, did you get those two pieces from them?
I did when we first started talking, and you're like, oh, you're similar to them. I know that I'm nostalgic. I know I used to be more carefree, and I'm working on that, but I didn't, but yes, those are definitely, those are themes for sure for them. So creating that space for them, Ooh, I love this. Thank you.
You're welcome. Tell me what the ooh was.
Sorry?
Tell me what that last little ooh was about.
Ooh, I feel like that ooh was that I've been thinking about this, and this means a lot to me, and I haven't been able to come up with what I actually want to do that truly resonates with me for them. And it's so nice to go through this process and look at it more deeply than just making a list of what we can do and just connect and resonate with it. So I'm touching my heart right now, like just so in my heart. It's so much more meaningful going through it like this. Yeah.
I'm really glad that you got that. And I'm wondering, you know, between now and the next time that you and I talk, what do you want to commit to for this for your grandparents?
I will commit to booking in a sleepover. So talking to my sisters and my cousins and booking a sleepover in before the end of January, I think, would be nice. And then also having a night with my grandfather. Booking two things in with them. And I have to look at that book I want to create for my grandfather, the little history book. I think I want to talk to him about it and see how he feels if we worked on it together. And create like a framework for that. Book dates and create a framework. Yes, that I can commit to those, and I'm excited to commit to those.
Okay. I always wondered with your grandfather, just because you said he's nostalgic, as you are nostalgic, and that he really likes photos. Do you have a favorite one of the two of you?
I do have a couple that I absolutely love, yes.
I wonder if even getting to sit with him and talking about those would give you that heart connection and happiness that you're looking for.
Oh, yeah. That is a great idea. Thank you. Yes, I will do that.
Okay, so we're right here at the end of our time, and I'm wondering, what are you taking away with you today?
I am taking away a sort of deeper understanding and connection of my true self with my grandparents, my two of my deepest loves in my life. Which is pretty big, and I'm taking away just such a deeper connection to ways that I can honor them, spend better time with them, create memories with them and for them, and it's all just the fact that it's so possible as well, and just so tangible for me. So I'm walking away with a lot. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank yourself. You did the work. Really, really nice that I got to be with you in this setting today. And as always, I just want to commend that way that you are so able to look inwardly and really go for your true answers. So thank you for that.
Thank you, Gretchen.
All right. We'll put a little bow on that.
Yeah.
Okay, Sherry.
Okay, Gretchen. Thank you so much, and thank you to your client. What a wonderful session. Thank you so much. Beautiful coaching. How was it for you, Gretchen?
Oh, I really loved it. You know, she is one of my clients, and we have a great relationship, so I already know so much of her story and that her grandparents hold this special place of honor and love in her heart. So getting to know her deeper in this way and hear more about them, it's always so touching as the coach to be able to see inside a client.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so thanks so much. Yeah, I was really noticing that relationship as I was listening to this session, Gretchen. There's such clear connection and really strong bond between you and your client, and which really allowed for this wonderful session to emerge. You know, you gave her so much space, and there was just that safety that I could feel based on, of course, coming from that close relationship that you have, the two of you, and just the honor and respect that you had for your client, and also the calm, relaxed pace, you know, just allowing her time to talk this out. So, yeah, beautiful, beautiful coaching. So nice.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What can you share with all of us around your approach here, or how you make a decision about how to work with someone with this kind of a session?
Yeah, you know, since it's a quick session, there were so many different ways that it could go. And there was no way we were going to touch on all of it. But in the beginning, with her goal being that she really wanted to honor her grandparents and their legacy, and she wanted them to feel that unconditional love that they had given to her, I wanted to hear a little bit about her grandparents, you know. And so for her to be able to come up with that list on each of them gave me deeper insight, and I think her as well, as far as what they might like. And I had circled carefree and nostalgic because I do know some things about my client. And so reflecting back to her, because she and I are in the middle of doing some soul work for her own authenticity, you know, each session builds upon another session, and this one definitely did. So I wanted to reflect that back to her, even if it felt maybe a little bit off topic with, you know, her form of measurement being she wanted options of what she could do. But as a coach, I worry less about that and really more about making sure that my client gets the thing that they need in the moment. And I heard a lot of key words that had power around them, so I just tried to reflect those back to her and let her say more about those as well.
Yeah, great. Beautiful. All right, thank you. Jamie, yeah. Do you have a comment, question for Gretchen?
Yeah. You know, what struck me, Gretchen, it was so great to hear you coach, is you do know this client, and there's obviously such a connection, but your curiosity was so strong and so apparent. You weren't making assumptions. You were just really right there with her and partnering with her and just being curious about where she was today, you know, in her journey, and how could you partner with her to move forward. So I just felt your presence so strong. And I wondered if you would share a little bit about, you know, some of what you've done to develop yourself as a professional, you know, because you're an MCC coach, so you've been coaching for a while. Just what have you done that's been beneficial in terms of continuing your learning as a coach?
Thank you. That's such a good question. You know, one of the things is having a mentor coach was valuable to me in ways that I had no idea that it would pay off. when I did get a mentor coach, Sherry was actually my mentor coach. I thought I was just doing it to kind of check a box, meet a requirement, but what I learned was so much more about myself and my coaching style and ways to improve my presence. Since then, I've worked with, you know, I make sure that I always have a coach that I'm working with because I feel like we can only take our clients as deep as we're willing to go. And with your coach, you always learn something new, too, you know, in the way that they do it or say something. And the thing that I have had to reel myself in on is not being a fixer and not making coaching sessions about me. If she were my friend, I would have wanted to talk about my grandparents, too. It sounds like we have really similar grandparents, and they mean the same thing to us. And over and over again, having to put yourself to the side so that you can be a clear and clean container for your client is important. So that's the thing that I really try to make sure of in all of my coaching sessions. And so that's some of the work that I do as a coach.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for that. That's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Good. So why don't we open the lines for people to be able to talk with you, Gretchen. So everyone, if you want to, you can press *6 to unmute your line. If you have a question, a comment, something for that you want to share with Gretchen or ask Gretchen, now is the time. And if you are on, if you're calling in from the, you know, dialing in from your computer, you can press the red microphone button on your screen to unmute yourself. So who would like to speak with Gretchen?
I will. This is Denise.
Thanks, speaking. Denise.
You're welcome. You mentioned this, Jamie, but I really noticed the space that she gave the client and really appreciated that. It was almost like I could sense the gears turning in the client's head thinking. And Gretchen, you just stayed there with her, no rushing at all. You even said at one point, take your time, when she said she was writing it down. And I just thought you did that beautifully. And she was able to gather her thoughts through that too. So well done. It was a beautiful session, beautiful sharing of the client and you being there and the questions you asked and everything. It was a really nice one before the holidays too. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, what I found with the silence is that we're expected to just know our answers, and so a lot of times your client will give you their head answer first, then they'll say something else, but it's that third time or when you've allowed for enough space, like you said, the wheels turning, kind of the gears moving, that they come to their true answer and are able to say it.
I like that way of putting it, that the first answer comes from the head, too. So you give her time to get to her heart.
Yeah, exactly. I usually say, like, head, mouth, heart. We have the one thing, the auto answer that you give, I'm fine, you know, whatever it might be. Then you might give something a little bit different. That's your mouth answer. And then by the third time or with enough space, you have time to drop into your heart.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
I love that, too. That's so great. Thanks, Denise. All right. Who else? Again, *6 to unmute your line. All right, while we're waiting for other people to come along, Gretchen, what else would you like us to know about your philosophy of coaching? What's important?
Yeah, you know, that coaching is a partnership. I really try to let other coaches know that we're not here to fix anybody. I know that in the beginning of coaching, I felt like if I hadn't had the experience or I didn't have the knowledge that I couldn't coach a person. And I just want to take the pressure off to anyone who's listening that that's not the case. We don't have to know anything about anything. We just have to know how to hold sacred space and really listen. The client has their own answers. And when I got out of my own way on that and really acknowledged that the client had their own answers, it made me a much better coach.
Right. Yeah, that's so important. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and it's that trust, isn't it, that has to come in.
Yeah,
trust the client does. Yeah,
exactly. Trust that the client has it. Trust what the client does, and trust in myself that I'm willing to have the unknown in our space. You know, and I think that that's one of the things too, being willing to sit with what might be known, what might not be known, while the client's figuring out that I need to be listening instead of trying to fix or decide what the client needs, because that's not what coaching is.
Yes, exactly. That's so great. That's such a great point, Gretchen. Yeah, thank you. Okay, so who else wants to talk with Gretchen? Maybe there's something you're wondering about that you heard and you'd love to have, you know. Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, this is Julia. I do have a question for Gretchen. Gretchen, I just want to say how beautiful the whole session is. I really felt that you allow the client to take the lead and allow the process to organically unfold. It was just really beautiful. And I really resonate with what you just said about the three levels of speaking, right? First comes from the head and the mouth and the heart. This is a really great distinction, so thank you. And my question is, how do you prepare yourself? What's your practice of getting yourself ready for a session?
Oh, I love that question, Julia, and it's so important. Thank you for asking. You know, so my practice starts in the morning. I like to get up before my house is awake. I usually do some kind of meditation. I pray, I journal, I exercise, because I have to empty myself out so that I have space for my clients. And then in between client sessions, I had a session that went right until 10:45, right before this. I like to make sure that I think about the next client that I'm going to be with and how can I serve them to their fullest. You know, sometimes that means I have to get up and stretch. Sometimes I need to say a prayer. Sometimes I have time to walk around the block. But really letting go of anything that I'm thinking about so that I can be there truly for them. And even sometimes, because we're human, maybe something about myself comes up. I keep a sheet of paper by me or a notepad, and I'll write my thought down so that I can let it go and get back to listening to the client.
Oh, thank you. That's beautiful.
Did that answer your question?
Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Thank you, Julia.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. All right, who else?
Hi, this is Janneke.
Yes, hi.
Hi, I really loved the fact how you acknowledged her for that you saw the same qualities in her as she was mentioning about her grandparents. And that really gave her the chance to go a level deeper and to really think about solutions that were good for both of them.
Yeah, it's so powerful, I think, especially when it's someone that we admire and love, to see that we have pieces of them in us.
Great. Yes, good comment. I'm sorry, who made the comment? Who was that part, our listener?
Sorry, that was Janneke.
Janneke, yes, thank you very much. All right, who else?
And one thing I'll say to that too, Janneke, is that she could have said, no, I don't see any of those qualities in me, and I would have let it go. you never know what's going to be in the space in coaching.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, really good point. Yes, great. Okay, who else?
Hi, this is Erica.
Yes, hi.
Hi. I just want to, once again, thank you all for this opportunity and Gretchen for amazing coaching and your client for her vulnerability. Kind of along those lines and kind of pointing out what you were noticing in her and the similarities to her grandparents, kind of early on in the conversation you asked her whether it would be helpful to reflect on those things rather than go straight into doing. So I was just curious about your thoughts around that and what you think might have happened if she had perhaps said, no, let's just kind of go with a plan. So just curious about your thoughts on that.
Oh, thank you. You know, so since she is a longtime client, I know her really well, and she likes to process. There's so many layers to who she is. And I thought that for her to be able to slow down for a minute just to see what had been noticed, because she even said, thank you for pointing that out to me. I had not thought about it before. I didn't want to miss a moment that could be pivotal for her own self-learning. However, if she would have said, yeah, I know, I'm nostalgic too, and anyway, can we make that list? No problem. I have no agenda with it, but as coaches, we do notice what our clients notice. And we give direct communication. So I brought it into the space completely willing to let it go and to not go down that road. But also because I knew our time constraint, you know, when I brought it up, I thought this could go down this other rabbit hole and we might not get to the list. And I was okay with that too. Really, whatever the client needs is what I'm there for.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you, Erica. All right. Who else?
Hi, this is Willard. And I just wanted to say how you would use the same phraseology she did. For example, she said her grandpa is jolly and she loves that experience with him. And you said, well, how can you, and it was magical. And you used the word, how can you create that magical space? And that brought her into some great thinking. And then you said, what would that mean for you to see him jolly again? And there I feel it felt like you really touched the right spot to let her feel what she was doing, because she basically got choked up. And I just thought that was a great, great, great set of questions and responses.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I found that using the client's language helps them to get further in touch with what it is that they're looking for. I could have changed it to any type of wording, but sometimes that'll throw a client off. So I do try as much as I can to use the client's language. Good noticing there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good. Thank you. Yes. Yeah. That would seem like a natural thing for you to do, Gretchen. You just came right back with her language. Yeah. Nice work.
Thank you.
All right. Any other questions or comments?
Hi, this is Allard.
Hi, Allard.
Hi, just a quick question for Gretchen. Well, first of all, there was a question that you asked at one point. I forgot exactly what it was that I really liked, but it was about meaning. And I think it was one of those questions that really landed with the client. It was something about what does that mean to you? And so I wrote that down because that was just a great reminder of how powerful a question that is when it's about what something means to us. So, but the question is, I know this is a really difficult question to answer, but what one piece of advice would you give a coach who's really willing to progress from a PCC to an MCC level?
Get a coach. That's my, and it's not hard for me to answer. Get your own coach who is going to coach you and mentor you. It will help your skills grow immensely.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're welcome. And just following that for a second, Gretchen, and thank you, Allard. What would you say is there a skill set that comes to mind, or a presence, or something like that, that you think is a, something that, you know, is a something PCC coaches need to be aware of as they're moving to MCC?
Yeah, you know, for me it was allowing the space and not projecting too many questions. To the point earlier of the person who said that they could hear my client's wheels turning, it's allowing for that, where when I was PCC coaching, there was some space, but not nearly as much as I do now, almost to the point where it can feel uncomfortable to be listening to, like, why isn't this coach saying anything? Mm-hmm. But that's where the magic is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Thank
that
you.
That would be the skill.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Thanks again. Great. Great.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
You got it.
All right. Any final ones before I turn this back over to Jamie? Okay. Well, thank you again, Gretchen Heido, Masterful Coach. It was so great to have you with us today, and thank you to your client also. And Jamie, over to you.
Okay, great. Thanks so much. Wow, wonderful, wonderful coaching, and really thank you all for being engaged in the questioning, and thank you, Gretchen, for your thoughtful answers. It's a really a great learning experience here. So thank you for facilitating that.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. So next month, our Real Coaching Sessions call will be on Tuesday, January 14th with Gilda Goldenberg, PCC, at 2 o'clock Eastern Time. So we hope everybody will join us. We do have an announcement. If you want to mentor other coaches, please have a look at our Mentor Coach Certification Program. It begins in March, and we're currently offering some early bird specials. So you can check it out, read more, and just fill out the short application at mentorcoachcertification.com. And now we will stop the recording, and I'll give the final code word.